what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at nappyafro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. Why sound rap gang, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on fool. And I'm gone. Yeah.
Nappyafro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast for the freshest website on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 130. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. Hands Up, Fuck You.
Damn.
Hey, man, they still shooting us. We put our hands up, we still getting shot, so fuck it. Hands up, fuck you. That's my new one. Sitting in with King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. Coach King Germ, is in the building today, people.
I see you got that W last week.
Yeah, we got a W this week, man. But it's not, you know, like I said, man, we got to turn around and play again Saturday, man. So, you know, can't sit on it too long because, you know, we got another battle in two more days. Had a short week this week. So we're going to be back in battle on Saturday. So, but it was a great win for the guys. The defense looked awesome. I'm talking about 2,000 Ravens looking defense out there, like the damn quarterback for the other team. He wanted to pass the ball, but every time he snapped the ball, my ends and linebackers was on his ass, something serious. Like, that defense was tough. And, I mean, props go off to my whole defense. Offense looked real good. You know, fixable things. We, you know, some of the stuff. And we're going to be a tough team this year, man. If we keep it up, tough team, man. I'm telling you.
Cam Newton show out?
Yes, look, Cam Newton. He threw a 40-yard touchdown. He is the only reason why the other team scored. Well, he was running in the end zone. He was trying to stretch to get the extra yard. Somebody came up, stripped the ball from him. They turned around. It was like and they took off running with him. My team froze for a second. They was like, yo, what is he doing? And I was like, yo, catch this guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a live ball. You know what I'm saying? They letting him play through the whistle. So, you know, they ain't chasing him down. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they got 6 points. But other than that, man, that was the only points they got. And, I mean, we won 22-6, dominating fashion. One of the kids, and he caught the 40-yard touchdown. He did the shmoney dance, and we got a 15-yard penalty for that. You know, I acted mad, but I really wasn't.
Dance that white people made up on the golf
course? Yeah, they just destroyed. So, you know, RIP to the shmoney dance. You know, it was all good just a week ago. You know, did you see that shit?
That shit is crazy. He said, you got a new dance that you made up? Yeah, it's called the shmoney dance. He's like, okay, go ahead and do it.
Oh, my God.
That shit is terrible. We can't have shit, man. But props to the Tom Brown Panthers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. New name, you know, new image. We coming out there. We have new coaches meeting this afternoon. One of my coaches, I don't see the same passion coming from him that I do from the rest of the staff. And we're going to sit down and have a talk today. And if he don't tighten up, man, he got to go. You know what I'm saying?
Firing coaches and shit?
I mean, listen, we gotta, okay, during the game the other night, me and other coaches, we're coaching. This one coach, he recording the game on his phone. I mean, he just recording it like he motherfucking NFL films or some shit like that. I'm just like, yo, he in the middle of timeouts. I mean, I'm thinking this Hard Knocks Tom Brown or some shit like this. I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? I'm here coaching, worrying about what goddamn play set up, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You know, and you sitting here recording. And then this was really pissed me off. I'm sitting there giving he recording me while I'm in here giving a little speech. Then he repeating everything, the last thing I say. I said, Armor ends, I need y'all to spread out. Ends, you got to spread out. Linebackers, listen, don't fall back. He not going to throw it. So when you see him rush it out. So, all right. It took every molecule in my body not to cuss his ass out in front of these kids. I mean, I took it out on one of the kids. One of the kids was like, coach, can I go in and get it? And play center? I looked at him. I said, listen, you know good and daggum well you are not the center. I was like, I got his face because I was so frustrated with the other coach. And like yesterday at practice, me and two other coaches, we sitting there, we huddled up talking strategy. After practice, you know, this man, we sitting there, and I'm sitting there talking to the coaches about, you know, and then finally the conversation turned into him, and I said, y'all noticed the whole time we've been sitting here huddled up talking about strategy, not once has he came over here to see, well, hey, let me see what the other coaches talk about after practice. You over there talking, just running your mouth. And I was like, he just don't take it seriously. And we got to have a talk with him today because I can only have three coaches on the side, well, three besides myself, three coaches on the sideline, and I got four. But that one that's there is bullshitting, he got to go. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't have this, man. We're trying to do something big here this year, and like, he ain't taking it seriously. So, you know, I'm having a talk with him today, and I'm like, look, man, listen, man, you need to tighten up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, I can only have three coaches on the sideline. You know what I'm saying? This man right here, he showed me that he want to be one of them. You ain't. So, you know what I'm saying? Right now, y'all going to alternate games. You know what I'm saying?
Can you volunteer?
Yes.
You got to be fucked up to get fired from a volunteer job.
Listen, man, and it's like, it's all right. All right. So one day my defense coordinator said, look, they was drawing up some schemes for the defense. He said, this man drew up a 5-3, 5 down linemen, which is what you have to have,
right.
Three linebackers, two corners, and he had two safeties. That's typical. But the two fucking safeties, 5-3-8, 5-3-8, 10. No. It was
one safety.
Yes, yeah. No. My bad. It was two linebackers, two safeties. Yeah, 5-7-9. Yes. Okay. And then two safeties. But the two safeties were lined up in like an I formation. And then they were just like, why do you have the safeties lined up in I? So you can hide the other one. Hey, look, even the kids bust out laughing. And so I was just like, this dude is a joke. He sit there one day, I'm sitting there after practice talking to the kids, like, you know, the end of practice speech that all coaches give after a good practice. And he's sitting over there running his mouth talking about something else. I had to stop my speech and say, hey, coach, could you bring it down a minute? Like, damn, my nigga, like, you just, and you talking about something else. Like, so, I'm just saying.
Fishbone defense on that.
You know what I'm saying?
Got all kinds of retarded plays.
And we going to just come out. You know, then man said one day he tried to draw a play up in the sand, in the dirt. Like this motherfucking sandlot or something, nigga. Like, what the fuck is you doing? Like, okay, I'm the stick. You the rock. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He drawing plays like that. Shit, I miss no, man. So, you know, we're going to really have a talk with him today because, yeah, it's not what we want to do. You know what I'm saying? I don't want no hurt feelings or nothing like that because I know niggas with hurt feelings, you know, try to go to other teams and tell your scheme. You know what I'm saying? So I really don't – listen, I kind of don't trust them. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like because I just – I don't know, man.
I think what it really is you just don't want to face that eye formation safety.
Exactly. I'm scared. Scared to death.
That shit crazy as hell.
Yeah, but see, I'm going to have a talk with him. We're going to have a talk today and tell him to tighten up, man, because, like I said, if he don't tighten up, then. But I got to keep him there at least to the game after. Let me see. Because we play, like, the team I think he'll go and tell us about us is the team we play after our bye week. So I got to keep him on the staff for another 2 weeks.
What he going to do? He going to draw? He going to tell them, look, this is what they do. He going to sit down in the dirt and start trying to draw it. He going to draw it in the dirt.
Oh yeah, you're right. He don't know nothing about the offense. All he knows is about the defense.
Nah, but shit, that ain't gonna help. Apparently, if he doing eye formation safeties,
yeah,
then this shit ain't gonna matter. Let that nigga go. Matter of fact, it'll probably help you if you let him go now, because they'll be expecting some bullshit.
Yeah,
I support him getting fired. That's all I'm saying.
It's all right. Listen, it's all right. Want to put another black man out on the streets, man?
Ain't that getting paid?
That's so. Obama's America right there. That's that Obamacare for you right there.
Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama. Blame Obama for everything, man. It's just been getting us a long way. But moving along, we're not gonna bore you to death with our football news, especially Little League. None of y'all give a fuck. I'm gonna run by the Fantasy League real quick. GQ Blue lost last week.
Oh, shit.
End of story. You know what I'm saying? But now, that was his first loss, you know. That was his first loss. GQ Blue, he was doing pretty good. Yeah, I think it was. He was 2-1. Yeah, he's 2-1. So, it was his first loss. He lost to the Doc, you know what I'm saying? You know, not too many people beat the Doc. You know, when you catch on a bad week, that's when you beat it. But she got a pretty stout team. And we have a woman in first place again. So, this year, a woman has been in first place twice.
What woman is in first place?
Tisha's in first place now.
Damn, Harlem Heat staying up top.
Yes.
Huh?
So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So she was in, you know, second place first week, dropped down, but now she's back in first alone. So, you know, shot props go to Tisha, the number one team. You know, like, she came a long way from not knowing nothing about fantasy her first year to being in first place. So, hey, shot
props to that, man. That's good shit.
Oh, yeah. We had our probably our closest match ever in Pro Fantasy League history. Tisha took a victory this week by 0.08 of a point.
Damn.
0.08 of a point. People, if you don't know, if you're not good at math like me, that's 0.08 for the ones that's not, mathematically inclined.
Damn.
We had a 0.08 victory, a 0.93 victory this week, and I lost by like 2.5 because Brandon Marshall did not get me 3 points. All I needed was 3 points to start the night off to claim a victory. Brandon Marshall didn't get that from me, and so, you know, I lost. But LPH lost to Faraji again for like the eighth, ninth time. Who's counting? I mean, it's just, it's getting ridiculous.
It's not even a rivalry no more.
Yeah, it's not. It's just a one-sided rivalry. I mean, it's a good rivalry on, like from trash talking point of view, but when the game kicks off, it's a blowout. You won once. He won like nine times. So, I mean, I don't know. Do we call it a rivalry?
Nah, it's not a rivalry, dude. It's not a yearly game.
Yeah. Me personally, I like the Saul Wright LPH rivalry better. I mean,
but I don't even understand that rivalry. Like, what happened?
He's like, I have nothing against Saul Wright. Because he said he was going to say something to you, just like, you know, just to mess with you. He said, but I don't want Saul Wright to come.
He said, you don't want Saul Wright to what?
He said, I just went after him because he was the number one team that year. Like, he was he's like, I didn't say nothing to him the first year. He said, I only said something to him when he had a good record. He said, that's the only reason why I attacked him.
This shit got out of hand, man. Niggas was going. I was like, dude, I'm not even here this week. I wasn't even paying attention. Slander on the Twitter, on the Facebook, man. But shit, you know, props to everybody keeping the league going.
He's only going out, though, because he was in first place.
it's ridiculous, man. Y'all being civil this year? Nobody getting no death threats?
Yeah, nothing? There's money on the line. People being a little more civil.
It's a little early, too.
Yeah.
Only B3 and shit, so you know how that goes. Speaking of being civil, the internet has not been civil in the past, what, 2 months, 3 months?
It's been a couple of weeks already. What are you doing?
I'm talking about it hasn't been civil, period. Like, it's always something. It's always something.
Yeah. My bad.
Get fired and shit. The Fappening Part 2 happened.
And wow. Part 2.
I think we need to go ahead and say amen and thank you, Jesus, for this. In the best way possible. I don't even know
how to say it. The Urban Edition. We'll call it the Urban Edition.
Hey, man, look, all I got to say is Gabrielle Union and Megan Good. Sir.
Okay, this is the problem I had with it. First of all, Gabrielle Union, nobody wanted to see that.
Don't let your skinny girl hate.
Gabby. Look, I just like Gabrielle. I was like, I could have went without seeing it. You know what I'm saying? Just like, you know, it was a little disappointing because I was just like, wow, I thought it would look better than that, maybe. You know, but
it's just rude.
And then, you know, Megan Good, only problem I had with her is nipples too damn small. I just don't like small nipples. You know what I'm saying? The small nipples look weird. You know what I'm saying? I need a little size to my nipple, man. But, you know, other than that, kudos. You know, of course, we had another Rihanna picture, but Rihanna, stop. We've seen me naked. No more. Listen, Rihanna, we don't want to see no more naked pictures from you, okay? It's not really a leak if it's Rihanna. It's not a leak if it's Kim Kardashian, okay? And, yeah, question. Kim Kardashian, I'm saying you leaked your own pictures. You want to know why? You had a BlackBerry. Who the fuck has a BlackBerry in 2014?
It's, you know, like her. I think it's just her.
Yeah, it's exactly. And so how, but it was an Apple iCloud hack. So how are you getting hacked on your BlackBerry if the iCloud got hacked? See what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make sense.
She just threw that bitch out there, huh?
See what I'm saying? And it was like, hey, come on, man. She didn't think that would do. Like, she didn't think her, you know, she must have some silicone in her fucking brain that day. You know, from her eyebrows, it must have leaked to her brain. And you know, and speaking of silicone, have you seen Khloe Kardashian lately?
No.
To steal a line from Media Takeout, it looks like she's been given a hot curling iron a blowjob. Her lips
have she got the Vera DeMilo.
Man, listen, man. And then it looks ridiculous, man. So, yeah, but I guess dating, being married to a crackhead to do that to you. So, you know, yeah. So, you know, it is what it is.
We don't need to see any nude selfies from people who have sex tapes out. Like, what's the point?
Yeah, it's not really you know, I seen a girl on Suits. She was fapping on one. She was all, I mean, she had her damn fist up in her pussy. I was like, whoa.
Wow.
She was just like, I was like, okay, I sent the GQ Blue. He was just like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I didn't say that. Not the other GQ Blue that writes for, I mean, QG Blue, my bad.
QG Blue, yeah. GQ Green.
Geechee Blue. Geechee.
God damn.
Country cousin.
I feel the same way about like the porn tapes when they take those pictures for the websites. I don't understand the point of the pictures.
That shit look horrible, man. Like, I mean, they listen, that's not gonna make me buy it, like, just cause she got a mouthful of dick and she looking like, oh, I don't wanna buy that. Like, I mean, that's just weird. And then it's like, hey, props go to the porn guys. Your dick can stay hard while it's like 80 dudes in the room and you fucking some girl. Like, I can imagine porn dudes don't like fucking when they're not at work. Like, they just don't, I couldn't imagine. Like, if I'm a painter, don't ask me to paint when I'm not at work. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm a mechanic, I don't want to fix cars on my days off. Like, bitch, what the fuck? Like, I mean, if that's what I do, I don't want to fuck when I'm not at work. Like, oh man, that's a chore. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, man. This shit. Hey, fuck what you talking about though. Gabrielle Union, thank you. Megan Good, thank you. People are saying that this kind of thing is going to stop people from taking nude selfies and sexting. I call bullshit.
Hey, but I know a parent on my team had lost her phone the other night and she was frantically looking for it. And you know me, I made a joke. I was like, yeah, she want them pussy pictures to get out. And, you know, me and a couple of daddies kind of laughed.
You're damn right. Some of them daddies probably got the pictures.
You know what I'm saying? You know, that's, she looked like the kind of girl that the sin went too. You know what I'm saying? But, you know.
That shit ain't gonna stop nothing. I know it ain't gonna stop Darren from sending his dick pics around.
Nah, bro, I don't do that no more, man.
We still ain't get that fixed. And Queen Germ didn't have the sexting episode yet.
Nah, man, no.
Team Young Nigga, y'all supposed to be all into that.
Nah, man, we don't do that stuff, man. We leave that to y'all people. You know, man. Well, I told you, man. Sorry, I told you, man. I don't like seeing. Okay, this is no homo.
Come some more bullshit. I already know what you're about to say, but go ahead.
I never, like, pictures of pussy don't turn me on. Like, I don't want to see, like, girls send me a picture of pussy. I'm just like, okay, like, I mean, you know, it's just something about, I don't know, pussy. Just like I told you, like a fucking eyelid with pus running out of it. I don't know.
God,
yeah, just, I mean, it's pussy.
What pussies are you looking at that look like eyelids?
I mean, I rather look at ass all day, but when you see pussy, when, like, you know, the pussy get, like, girls send you pictures all spread out pussy, I'm like, that shit ain't appetizing. That shit ain't fucking, it'll do nothing for me. You know, send me a picture of some panties or some shit, panties and bra. Like I like panties and bra. Like, I don't like, you know, that's me.
Do they have to match?
No, hell no. I don't give a fuck about matching.
Victoria's Secret don't always have them sales on the top and bottom.
Exactly. Some girl might be a little big up top than she is down low or vice versa. And, you know, she might have to swap it out. And, you know, next thing you know, they got a mismatch at the store, you know.
That's what you like. You like the big girls.
I do like girls that are pleasurably plump. You know, man. I mean, I like all except skinny girls, man. You know.
Right. So yeah. So definitely not all, and definitely
but
not low cut hair.
Deal with a skinny girl, but she got to have like a shape. You know what I'm saying? She got to be like, you know, she can't be skinny. She can't be like 105 pounds skinny. Like, that's not gonna happen. No way. Sorry.
What if she's like 4 foot?
She better have a shape. She better have a shape, and she better have some hang time on her butt, man. Period. Like, if she bony,
a lot out of 105.
Yeah, like, exactly. So I said that 105 can't. My girl at least got to be 150, man. If she ain't at least 150, like, you know what I'm saying? 140. 140 is like the, you know, the smallest I'd probably go, man.
But you like the women big. So what's the biggest?
You could get a deceptive 230 pound woman. You'd be like, oh, you 230 pounds? So, you know, big just depends, man. You know, she can be big, but she gotta be shapely. But if she too big, it's not gonna work. So let's say biggest I'll probably go, let's see, famous people.
You would do Jill Scott.
Of course. Yeah. I don't know if you know that girl. We follow her up. She was on a post, on that post, Big Fines post we did for Nappy Afro. The girl that was on the cover.
That's not like all of them.
Well, I mean, the one of the main posts. Anyway, yeah, so her name is something Diva. I can't think of her name, but she could get it. Something Diva Curve, Diva Goddess. I don't know. But anyway, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it depends. The big, it depends. She can't be too big. Now, she can't be sloppy big. If she big, if she voluptuous, I'll make a pass like crystal clear. Shout out to, if you know who she is, like her. You know what I'm saying?
So old school Monique couldn't get it.
Hell no. Nah, she ain't got no titty. She got that fat girl titty. I used to fat.
Dude, hey, hold on, man. Come on. You ain't have to go.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you? It ain't titty, it's just fat. It's just like, what is that? That's not. And then that's she got hairy legs, and Monique was a little too nasty for me. Then she got that hog head. Nah, man. Nah.
She got a hog head?
Yeah, so I had like a little pig or something, man. Like a hog head, man. So I'm good, man.
Y'all niggas with these standards, man. These standards. Speaking of standards.
Oh, excuse us for having standards, all right.
Hey, speaking of standards, Wiz and Amber calling it quits, bruh. Allegedly, Amber Rose is filing for the. Is it Amber Khalifa? Anyway, Amber Rose is filing for a divorce from Wiz Khalifa. And allegedly, she's been hooking up with Nick Cannon. Because Nick Cannon is apparently filing for divorce from Mariah Carey. First of all, is this. And we're going to go all the way sexist and all the way despicable right now. So if you're tuning into the Frocast for the first time, no apologies. Sorry, not sorry. This is what we do. We ain't shit. So, is this an upgrade for Nick Cannon or for Amber Rose?
It's an upgrade for Amber Rose. I mean, first of all, he was married to Wiz Khalifa. His money was running short. Okay, not saying he didn't have any money, but the time of him getting money was running short. Nick Cannon, the man is a mogul in the making. If he's not already a mogul, he's got TV networks. He's got this, he's got his hand in that, he got shows, he got a long dough, you know what I'm saying, no homo, if y'all, anybody, do that. He got a long dough, I mean, Wiz Khalifa, he got to go tour 200 nights a year to make sure, and then you at home, you take care of baby by yourself, you know, your man out there, he just getting high all the time, he's stealing your leggings, you know what I'm saying, it's just like, you get tired, like, maybe she just got tired of him wearing her clothes, she came home, like, look, Wiz, I wanted to wear my green skirt today, why you got my shit on, you know what I'm saying?
He allegedly cheated.
Yeah, he cheated in her clothes, it was fucking new.
Come on, man, you can't do that.
Wiz weighed about 115 pounds, man.
Probably.
See what I'm saying, like, your woman bigger than you, man, like, come on, man, like. That's ridiculous, man. Then like I said, I mean, I'm not a big Amber Rose fan. I mean, maybe Wiz, like, she made it to where she is. I heard it was a prenup. So, you know, she's looking for a little spousal support and full custody of the baby, which I think she should get because, I mean, Wiz is a rapper that tours all the time. How can he take care of a fucking baby? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but your pussy's on the internet. That's got to come into court play at some point.
That was years ago. Your
pussy's on the internet.
So is a whole lot of other women, especially now. That's helping my case.
That's filing for divorce or that would never marry. Anyway.
Look, my pussy was on the, you married me knowing my pussy was on the internet. See what I'm saying? So let's not, that's
got to play into the child custody shit.
How? You married me knowing that.
Oh, you don't make good decisions.
Neither does he. He's always known for smoking weed. He's a drug addict. Come on.
That weed has been legalized.
Nah. It depends on what state they in. And right. So, but he's a drug addict. Come on, man.
I don't know, man. Weed or salacious photos on the internet. I don't know.
Neither. Which one's gonna hurt your kid? Oh, mom, I tripped over these photos of you, and I cut my hand. No. Or mom, I tripped over. I was high and I smoked your weed and I tripped over. Come on, man. Come on. What's gonna hurt you more?
It depends. I mean, if you the chick on putting your pussy on the internet and maybe you doing some other things.
Like 15 or 16 and they see like, oh shit, Amber Rose is your mom. Like, oh, I remember her and some pictures of then. But Wiz Khalifa, his daddy gonna be a drug addict dead in 7 years because he got overdosed on some drug. Come on, man.
He smokes weed, bro. He's not doing cocaine.
Not all he does, man. He's too skinny just to smoke weed, man. Listen, weed gives you the munchies, man. That dude ain't 8 years, man. He's the only nigga I know skinny than Be Easy. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Problems to Be Easy, man. That's fucked up. I can't believe you slandering the guy, Wiz Khalifa. He's a force in Hollywood right now. I can't believe you would say such bad things about him. I would not let you besmirch the name of Wiz Khalifa. But fuck him, for real. That's pretty much how it is. I heard someone in the Nappy Afro staff say that this is an upgrade for Nick Cannon.
Maybe, because according to Mariah, she's only had sex with one guy, you know what I'm saying, before Nick Cannon and
Tommy Mottola?
Yeah, she said she was a virgin, allegedly a virgin when she got married, Yeah.
So the only person that she slept with before Nick allegedly was like a 70-year-old dude.
Yeah, and she was, you know, you know, I mean, maybe the pussy's a lot better, you know, and, you know, she's less demanding, you know what I'm saying? So it could be an upgrade for Nick, like, on one level, but, you know, money-wise, no, now he's the breadwinner. Like, he went from a girl that didn't need his, well, I think Mariah probably had more money than Nick. She probably did.
It's got to be close. I mean, Nick got some Nickelodeon money, right?
I mean, but he got still. Like he run like Nickelodeon. I mean,
yeah, but
I think he bought it and renamed it Nickelodeon. I mean,
but then Mariah got money from back like 92 doing albums.
90 or something like that.
When the contract was, you know, like here's $3, make an album, and everything you get is profit. And then she got masters, and she married the dude that had her catalog. So yeah, she got
to write her own music. So she's not.
Yeah, she got some change.
Yeah, she got money. She sold over 100 million albums, and she's writing her own music. Like, that's where it comes in. And, like, she wasn't getting Missy to... Yeah, Jermaine Dupri produced and wrote some of her songs, but, like, she wrote a lot of her music. And, like you said, when you own it, it's totally different. You getting that different change. So,
yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it's all rough. And leave it to us to be creeps and to say who upgraded in a situation where we got two people getting divorced. We're horrible for that shit.
Yeah, yeah. What about the children?
This shit is fucking.
We got three babies right now. It's gonna be shuffling from household to household. Got a set of twins on the Cannon Carey side.
What's the name? Rockin'.
Oh, don't ask me. I mean,
our entertainment knowledge only goes so far.
Yeah. The gay dude didn't show up to work today. He was supposed to fill it for us.
Really?
You know,
I'll take it off the air, man.
Oh man, no man. Oh yeah. Speaking of gay, just real quick.
This segue. Go ahead.
Did you see the On the Run HBO special?
Nah, it's HBO. I didn't look.
Me neither. But apparently, it was a big deal on Twitter. But I mean, I've never seen two. I mean, first of all, a football game was going on. Motherfuckers was watching. Dude, now I'm not mad at the ladies or the gaydies. But the dudes that usually be on Twitter talk about football, while football game is on, you're talking about Beyonce's concert, Beyonce and Jay-Z concert. I gave you the side eye. I almost unfollowed a lot of you. So, matter of fact, those are my early losers for the week. The dudes that watch sports, that wasn't watching sports when Jay-Z and Beyonce concert was on. Early loser of the week.
Which part were they watching?
Was it the whole thing. It was like a fucking 3-hour concert, but a fucking game was on. Clemson and Florida State, I believe. It was a Saturday night, I do believe. And you sitting there tweeting about, I don't give a fuck, man. It's all right. Football is only on certain weekends. This is Jay-Z and Beyonce concert.
Jay Winston wasn't playing.
I don't. That's the fucking magic of it. But look, man, whatever. So, you're a communist. We know you're a communist, all right. You're a fucking tree hugging liberal communist. We understand this.
Sheesh. Yeah. Tough crowd, man. I don't know. I mean, I hear you. I don't know if I go as far as calling them gay.
I didn't call him gay. I didn't say they was gay.
You gave him the side eye.
I can't believe
you questioning their manhood.
Questioning their methods.
I mean, Beyonce's on TV. That cancels programming.
Al Bundy frowned upon that action. Al Bundy would not approve of that. Man.
And maybe if Jameis Winston was playing.
Al Bundy showed me how to be a husband, man. So
there's all kinds of problems with that shit.
Yes.
Do you think you could be like, let's say if you weren't, you know, the illustrious King Germ of NappyAfro.com,
yes,
could you be with somebody who's got, you know, allegedly has a tape out?
I mean, could I be with her? Yeah. Could I be serious with her? No. I say this all the time. In another world, and things wasn't how they were, I could possibly wife up Pinky. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I would try to, but then I know, like, after a while, like, yo, this ain't working. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I would try it for, like, 6 months, you know, and see. I'd try to get her out of the business. You know what I'm saying? But it'll still be, I don't know. It'll be hard, man. But, yeah, like I said, just a sex tape. Like, these days, I mean, hell, everybody about to be dating somebody with a sex tape soon. So it's like, don't let nobody record you fucking. How about that? You know what I'm saying? Ladies. You know what I'm saying? Like, at what point do you, like, let this dude that ain't your main, like, if you ain't marry me, no, we not recording me, fuck, period. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, other than that, like, I mean, you can say on my table, I was fucking my husband. So what? I was fucking my wife. So what? But you ladies, I keep telling y'all, quit giving up all your pussy, doing all your tricks for these niggas, these random niggas in your life. You fucking some nigga in the back of the car, and he got his phone out recording you. This is not going to end well, okay?
Allegedly. I mean, now some of this shit gives us the best footage for certain amateur websites. So thank you for being careless and carefree with your pussy. I appreciate that. It's a lot of T-Mobile.
Which site is this? All right, I might be looking for a new one.
I'm waiting for the sponsor, so we'll have to get that off air.
Okay,
sponsorship, we'll get that off air. But I'm just saying, it's a lot of it's a lot of pocket Stephen Kings around this motherfucker that's getting some great footage and posting up on the net. So, ladies, keep it up, guys, keep it up. Whatever, I don't know. This whole society is going to hell. It's all fucked up. And we're no different. We're part of society. Let's try and clean it up. Let's talk about some shit that makes people feel good. Kendrick Lamar's got a single out. The single's called I. It's about self-love and perseverance and positivity. Uplifting. That's what hip-hop's supposed to do.
What we need right now.
Because, you know, if it's rap, you're not talking about shit. But once you start uplifting the community, it becomes hip-hop again.
Exactly. Like, I want to see how the pundit is going to play this one. I mean, are they gonna preface it with one of his songs from, you know, Good Kid, Bad City, whatever the name of that shit is.
Easy.
What is it? Good something, Mad Kid, Bad City?
Good
I don't know.
Mad City, man.
Good Kid, Mad City. Thank you for correcting me, sir, all right?
Because so one time I had to correct you on some hip-hop shit.
Be Easy Head just exploded. Oh, God! I forgot the name of the fucking album! And he probably just fucking like, ah! He bust a vein in his fucking head when he hit his right. He's like... That's why we're not gonna be great, God damn it. He's just like, you know, hey.
You're stupid as fuck, man.
You know.
You're stupid as fuck. But yeah, that's you heard the song, right?
Yes, so I listened to it probably about 5-6 times. I made sure I listened to it before. I mean, like I said, you know, and the quote Be Easy, it's similar to Nas, you know I can, you know, that I can song by Nas, you know. It's Kendrick Lamar's version of that, and like I said, it's needed. But look, Kendrick, you can't keep making these happy-go-lucky songs, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas that check for rap, we ain't checking for songs like this, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I know you need to do this, you know, for the Boys and Girls Club of Compton or whatever the fuck you doing, but get back to the shit that got you near the top. You ain't at the top, you near the top, because we know who at the top right now. It ain't you, Kendrick, but you got to get back to the Good Kid, Mad City songs, Kendrick.
Yeah, so in case y'all haven't followed Saul Wright's timeline with Kendrick Lamar, when I first heard about him, I wasn't feeling it. And I kept listening to see if I would catch on, and I never liked the shit. Mm-hmm. And then I actually listened to Good Kid, Mad City expecting not to like the album. Mm-hmm. And I fell in love with the album. I think it's dope shit, classic status, great album. So everything I heard after that, I was like, yo, this kid's dope. Control verse, good shit. Cameos, good shit. And this song came out, and I dig the sentiment. I don't like anything else about the track. I don't like it. And so now I don't want to hear anything else. I want to just wait for the album to come out now. I usually don't listen to leaks. And I listened to this one because it was K-Dot. I'm like, yeah, let's go ahead and get some more K-Dot in. This is dope. And then it happened, and I'm not... Like I said, I dig the sentiment, but I don't like the song. It seems like when you try and do positive music, somehow production takes a shit. You ever notice that shit? Like, even with Christian rap, they try and do positive music, but the production is all ass. And I don't know what happened.
Because you got a Christian producer in there. You can't call motherfucking Pete Rock and be like, yo, I need something that says deliverance and retribution of the Lord. Pete Rock will look at you like, nigga, I don't know how to make that bullshit.
But can't you be positive without having to go whack?
But I think there's only positive producers. Like, you can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think Lord Infamous or DJ Paul and them or Juicy J, like, you know, like, I'm sure he got some heat that Lecrae liked, but it's like, I don't know. I just think that it's different sets of people. Like, they operate at a different time of day. Like, niggas that make Christian beats don't be in a studio all night long. They're like, no, nigga, we out of here by 10:30 at night. We home with our families. You know what I'm saying? So you're not going to, that's why I think the production might be ass. Who knows? I'm just making that up. Who knows? I don't know.
It's a few that's got the beats, though, that just don't have the same press. So, a Christian rapper y'all may know about, Thizzle. THSL. Thizzle goes hardcore as shit. A lot of dope beats. Very few people know about Thizzle. What's his name? NF. A white boy. Dope beats. Dope rap. Same thing. Nobody knows about this cat. But then you get Lecrae, who y'all don't start paying attention until he get, you know what I'm saying, the DJ Drama Fix, and then y'all want to start hearing about it. I don't get it.
Hey, look, I'm not going to front. I listen to Church Clothes because the only reason why I listened to it, my wife had somebody had do something at the church with this one of his songs, and one day she had this Lecrae album in there, and I was just like, well, I was going through this, she had it in her CD thing, and I was listening to it, and I was just like, damn, shit, all right, right here, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, what is this? Did I heard him kept saying something about the Lord, and I was like, oh, what the fuck is this? And then I was on the phone with B's. B's said, are you listening to Lecrae? I said, oh, that's what this is? He was like, yes. I was like, oh, shit. And that shit was so funny, man. He's like, I didn't know you was interested in him or something. Like, you're not Beezy.
Yeah, you know, Beezy was analyzing you at
that point. Human MP3 player, man.
He started analyzing you at that point. He's like, oh, let me see what other nine artists you're like. But then we're hypocritical about that because you listen to Lecrae, but you hate Talib. And Talib is positive.
But see, he just be rapping. Like, you got to rap and you got to say something. That's my whole thing. If you just sit there.
What the fuck you mean?
If you just rapping and you just a rappity rap, and it's not saying nothing, I don't care. Like, you just rhyming words like, yo, I got a dream. You know what I'm saying? So we sit on top of the mountains and you do something. And I'm just like, who gives a fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, but rap, say something. Like, have it, like, Talib just be rapping, man. I can't. The rap, I can't fuck with him, man. I'm sorry. You know, just like, damn, like, I don't know, man. It's just, yeah, I can't do it, man. Like Talib, he had a couple songs I like. The Blast, couple songs with no, something. The song with Mos Def and
the Common. All the way back to Black Star.
Oh, okay. Well, shit, that's the last time I checked for some shit from the nigga. Then Quali, that wasn't Black Star, was it? Quali, that was Blast, the one.
Nah, that was next album after that.
Mm-mm-mm. It was by shit, but that was him. High Tech actually, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Well, he ain't got a song by himself. I like this. Or well, Get By. I like that shit. That was in 2000s.
That was positive.
Yeah, just to get by. Yeah, yeah, okay, Get By. Now, that song's all right right there.
God damn, man. So neither of us are really feeling this K-Dot song?
I mean, I listen to it. I mean, it grow on you. But it's like, I like the hook. And I think I might like the, you know, like I said, this is something I can listen to with my kids. You know what I'm saying? I feel confident in my kids. Like, my son, he a Kendrick Lamar fan. Only because that was the first concert he ever went to. Yeah. So that's his nigga. Kendrick Lamar is his nigga. Like, he just like, yo, I see. And then he took a picture with a chick. So he was just like, yo, he felt like that was his greatest day ever so far in his life. Like, he was just like, yo, he got that as a screensaver on his phone. You know what I'm saying? That's like, you know, this was like 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, anyway. And so he like, I could let them listen to that song with no problem. Like, yeah, y'all listen to this. I ain't got to worry about, you know, y'all listen to any other thing, you know, other little nasty rap songs that's out there.
So it sounds like we need to put together, you know, we need to get the human MP3 player. Be easy. This is an official request. Yes. Put together a positive hip hop mixtape for Nappy Afro. You know, stop it, Jerm. Grab, you know, a couple of the conscious rappers, a couple of, the Christian lowest rappers.
We're going to ever have on Nappy Afro. But
stop.
So something different. But look. They'll be like, hold on. Y'all have conscious rap with a Christian rap, and then I see ass right beside it. What the fuck? Yo, what's going on with you guys?
We're definitely going to make somebody have a stroke when they go to the site and go to look at the
crate and see that
last be an ass right next to him.
The one Friday, I mean, Be Easy went for the crown on that one. I was just like, wow.
Yeah, I even had to comment on that. Good Lord.
I said, whoa, boy. I said, that's an ass right there, buddy. I was just like, all I see. I was just like, my wife walked up. She's like, what you doing? I was like, man, I'm looking at Nappy Afro. But that just, I said, you know, I ain't got nothing to do with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, good gracious. Like,
that's we have to reaffirm our ladies working for Nappy Afro.
I mean, I don't
want to
be like Wiz, you know? I don't want to be like that.
Nah, man. We have to reaffirm our ladies all the time working for this fucking site. But all guys are creeps.
Yes, all of us.
We're all disgusting creeps, and we all check on the certified bangers. Even when I protest, I often check out the certified bangers. So props to Be Easy for keeping
the certified. Like the low level, like myself, and then you got like the high level, like Be Easy. You know, instead of creepiness, you know, Be Easy's like he's like about level 9 creepy, level 10, he's like level 9 creepy.
Are we still trying to hook him up with Tracy May, knowing that he's a creep?
He's not a bad creep. Like, he's not like, you know, sniff your panties, you know, creep, like break into your house, sniff your panties and
put he might back. Not break into your house, but if
he'll sniff your panties while you're there, like, you know what I'm saying? But he ain't gonna break into your house and do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? He ain't that, you know, but you know, like, you know, yeah, we're still trying to get Tracy May be easy. You know, that'll be that. I forgot to tell her about it.
But we have to pick a side, because we know that if she sends B-Eazy a naked selfie, he's going to leak the selfie.
No, he's not going to leak it. He's not. He would not do this, all right? What are you talking about? B-Eazy would never do that. Never.
You got to pick your side, man.
Listen, he would not know how to do something like that.
Pick your side right now. B-Eazy and Tracy May hook up, and it goes bad. Whose side are you on?
Hey, man, I mean, I'm going to have to go with my nigga B. Grizzle. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But see, it's not going to go bad. It's going to go good, because they're so opposite. And that's the thing that's going to work. She going to be like, yo, you the weird motherfucker, but I love you. He going to be like, yo, you a weird motherfucker too, and I love you too. And then they going to, you know, like, she going to say B-Eazy from, I told B-Eazy he going to fall. He going to die alone if he don't, you know, get married to Tracy May. Like, he going to fall in his house. He going to have a bad hip. He gonna fall on the floor, and he gonna die from pneumonia because he was too close to the ground, and nobody could help him. He ain't had nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, he gonna, you know, that's what's gonna happen to him. So when him and Tracy May hook up, it's gonna save his life. And then, you know, then she'll have a nigga that's not, you know, that's gonna be there for her, you know, through football season and basketball.
Easy, whoa.
You know what I'm saying? But
easy, man. We've gone too far.
And B-Eazy don't smoke cigarettes either.
Ah, we've gone too far.
And he can help you with your vlog and do the graphics for your shit. You can do your mixtape covers. And like, yo, that shit would be like, you got
you playing dirty, bro. You playing dirty, bro.
I'm helping him. I'm giving stats. He can help her with her mixtape covers. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of mixtape, I mean, we need to get that out. What happened? Tracy May?
Tracy May don't want to rap no more, man. She only listens to her fans, man. Tracy May, like, you know how Tracy May is, man. She trying to do yoga and stuff. Her inner ratchet, as she always calls it, on you know, she's
let fine. The ratchet out every once in a while.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. I mean, with Tracy, be careful now. You let the inner ratchet out too much, you be letting something else out, and it's called a baby. Be careful. You know what I'm saying?
Man, get these people some winners and losers so we get the fuck out of here, man.
We already got my losers. My winners are, I'm going to say... My winners. I had to think hard about this. I don't know. So, right, you go, right? Give me a second. You go ahead and go if you got any.
All the winners, there's no winners for me right now. No winners. We're all losers. We watching the cops on video shoot black people. We let them go. We're not even having them sit up for the crimes. It's just, this shit is out of hand, man.
Who got shot lately? It's all right.
Everybody's getting shot, bruh.
God damn.
Everybody's getting shot. John Crawford's people, his killers go free. I just saw some dude at the gas station get shot in the hip for going for his wallet. This shit is out of hand, man. On dash cam.
Dang.
On cam.
Is John Crawford the one that got shot in Walmart?
Yeah, he got shot in Walmart. Not even, so allegedly the story was that he was going around pointing the gun at people.
Oh, that's the guy that was on the cell phone, right?
He was on the cell phone the whole time.
Twirling the phone
Twirling the phone and the gun around like a fucking baton. Like, this is not lethal looking shit.
I mean, that's why, okay, now next time black people, y'all see somebody on speak on their phone, leave them alone. So you know they're not in a threat. Because he might have been talking about, man, I'm about to eat some pussy tonight, dog, you know, man.
He was talking to his girlfriend, so you know how the conversation go.
Wow, he probably was talking all, he was in the garden section too. He probably was talking dirty. He tried to get away from, he's like, oh, girl, man, come on, that's messed up.
Cops came in and shot him. You know what I'm saying?
So police are gonna be charged for this, right? Like, I mean,
no, they're gone. They're all freed and they will not face charges.
How is that?
Well, hey, man, I don't know what
went on this show, so we gotta let it go.
Yeah, we gotta let it go. I can't even get to the details. I see another cop pulls up to a guy at the gas station. He hops out, tells him, "Give me your wallet." The guy turns around and reaches the car to get his wallet, and the cop says, "Get out the car and start shooting."
Damn.
So the kid turns around with his hands up, gets shot again and again. Damn. Just unloaded on him, and he's like, "What happened? You told me to get my wallet. That's my license right there. What happened? Why'd you shoot me?" He's like, "Well, you jumped back in the car," and he's like, "You told me to get my ID, so I got my ID." Like, what the fuck, man? Look, so we all losers. You motherfucking people that decided not to indict the police officers, the cops who decide, you know, you're wearing I am Darren Wilson fucking wristbands and shit. Yo, it, like, you flat out trolling right now. You flat out trolling. And I've got family members in law enforcement. But fuck the police, man. This is some bullshit. This is some bullshit. So they're fucking losers. Security, cops, if you a bouncer at a club, you a loser.
They're just trying to make it, man. They don't do nothing. They don't bother people until you start fucking up, man. Well, see, I know down here in the clubs before, they let us smoke weed and everything in the club, so it's different down here. So,
but they're not doing their job either.
No, it's okay. It's not frowned upon down here. Like, you can smoke
legal
weed in the clubs, yeah.
Weed is legal in the clubs, on the books. Yes. That's what it says.
Yes. Like, they will not make you, like, if you're walking in with weed, they're not going to say nothing to you.
No, I'm not saying
if you smoke weed in the club, bounce will walk right by you.
If a cop comes in and you have weed on you in the club, can you go to jail?
No, because they won't let the cops in. It's a private party.
So it's okay to smoke weed in the club, but Wiz Khalifa can't have his kid because he smoked weed. I see you, Jeremy. Man, go ahead with your winner.
I'm just saying. I mean, you know, and my winner this week is Godly, man. I don't have a winner this week. I don't think. No. I don't have a winner, man.
I'm gonna pick your winner for you. Okay. Megan Good is a winner because that body, Megan Good, is German.
But I think her body looked better with clothes on than it did off. Man, I was expecting more, so maybe.
But you knew she weighed 130 pounds, 120 pounds.
But I mean, her body looked a whole lot better in clothes. Like when she got clothes on, like her butt looked bigger, her titties looked bigger. It's like something. It looked a whole lot better than when she took it off. I was just like, I'd rather you look more sexier with your clothes on. So
I think the communist germ.
Not the communists.
You're the communists. You don't like the way pussy looks. You don't like women without clothes on.
I don't like strippers to give me lap dances.
Like, wait, like you don't want them in your lap?
No.
So when you go to strip club, what do you want?
I mean, I go see them dance. I tip you. And, you know, if I do get a private dance, just don't be on me. You can dance in front of me without being on me. You know what I'm saying? Just don't get on me. Like, I just don't like that shit. Like, even
dance. Why did you pay them to dance in front of you?
I mean, because I want to see you dance without being in front of everybody. You know what I'm saying? But you don't have to be on me to dance. Like, I don't want you rubbing bare pussy on my clothes. Like, you know, all the balls and shit and all that shit you got on you. I don't want that on my fucking clothes. Like, that's not cool. Like, you know, like.
But all you got to do is go to a gentleman's club. Don't go to a strip club. Go to a gentleman's club.
I'm not a gentleman. I'm not GQ Blue. Me and B-Eazy, we go to a strip club together. Me and GQ Blue. I don't know what Blue, see, listen, well, me and Blue couldn't hang together because Blue is a gentleman. You know, this man has a pocket square. You know, he go to the club, you can't touch the girls. Me, I'm giving you a dollar, I'm feeling your pussy. Period.
But you feeling the pussy, but you don't want the pussy on you?
I don't want it all on my clothes. Like, come on, man.
I don't understand this dichotomy at all.
Exactly. Have you ever been to a strip club and a girl, like, nutted on you? That's just disgusting. It happened to my homeboy. And then she was like, and I was just like, she was dancing on him so hard, she nutted on, and it was on his clothes, and I was just like, I was petrified. Like, wow, like, that's disgusting.
That sounds like the best night ever. I don't know. She was dancing hard enough that she nutted?
She was grinding on him so hard that she nutted, and it was on, like, he had like a little wet spot where she was on his leg, and I was just like, look at that shit. Like, I was just like, nah, get it off me.
Did she say something about it?
You could tell she was nutting. She was just like, seeing it. Like, you was just like, she wasn't playing. Like, she nutted. And I was just like, oh my God. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then she was ready. He was like, oh, bro, she nutted on me, bro. Like, he mad because, you know, like, you got a fucking nut stain on your fucking pants. Like,
man, I need to finish the scene. So she's dancing. She start getting the shaking and the whole nine.
Yeah, I mean, she just doing it like, and she just on top. And then all of a sudden, you see them legs shaking, nigga. You see them legs shaking. You just like, oh, shit.
And then she just rolled out?
Yeah. And then, like, went to the next dude. Like, everything was okay. Like, bitch, you better go wash. Get a wet wipe or something. What the fuck is wrong with you? That's what happens when you go in the hole-in-wall clubs. You know, this was the hole-in-wall of Statesboro, Georgia. God. Statesboro about, and that it wasn't even Statesboro. It was outside of Statesboro in Hinesville. So anybody know it's near a little military base. And man, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, yeah. Hinesville, Georgia, man.
Nigga, that is the best story ever. This motherfucker nutted on your leg and rolled out.
Not me. My dog. That was
right. Your homeboy's leg. Yeah. Nutted on your homeboy's leg.
I was standing beside her because then that was the same night when me and the stripper got into an argument. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, she tried to do a flip. Like, she was, like, you know, dancing in front of me. But, like, she was, like, facing me. And then she bent down. And then she tried to do a flip, like, so when she did the flip, like, her butt hit me, like, in my face. And I was just like, ugh, and I pushed her back. And I was just like, what am I doing? You know what I'm saying? She's like, you messing up my routine. I said, man, okay. Right in my face, man. What's wrong with you? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, cause you know, I'm real particular about strips. Me, Be Easy, and Slick Peter Virus went to the strip club one night. And them niggas, they did me so dirty, man. Like, we bought each other a dance, you know. I don't know if that's gay or nothing, but you know, my nigga was about to go off to Afghanistan. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, we buy each other a dance. Like, we don't drink, so we, instead of buying drinks, we bought each other dances. Well, I picked a nice girl for Be Easy. She looked like a black Barbie, you know, something, you know. Slick P got him a nice little girl. Like, he like, but them niggas, they picked me the skinniest, little shortest, little ugly girl. She looked like fucking Gollum. And then when she was dancing, I told her straight, I said, you don't have to do this. She was like, well, I was like, I mean, I'm good. You ain't got to dance. Just keep the money they gave you, man. It's good. And she had like gaps in her mouth and they laughing like that shit was funny, man. I was like, y'all niggas not my friends, man. Y'all not my friends, man. Like, man, like, this some bullshit. Like, I told y'all the girl I wanted that one. Why y'all ain't get that one? You know what I'm saying? But you know, they thought that shit was funny. So yeah.
Oh my God. Nigga, per usual, you are the reason this show continues because I am in tears. Oh shit.
Strip club stories.
We have to do a whole
Hey man, oh yeah, winner sweet Nappy Afro, man. Malaya, man. She shouted us out on her website, man. Like, so now all these chicks that be shouting us out, man, y'all, I know, like I said, it's hard. When we ask y'all wear a shirt, they like, yeah, they were like, where the Senate? And then y'all be like, oh, crickets. Like, bitch, I mean, we're not gonna fuck with you. I mean, we just want you to wear a shirt, take a picture in it, so motherfuckers can buy more shirts. I mean, we gonna send you a free shirt. Send it to a P.O. box. Send it to your homegirl house. It don't matter. Listen, we're not going to fuck with you. Trust me. You know what I'm saying? I can't speak for Be Easy, but I can speak for myself, and it's all right.
We don't even process the orders.
Thank you. We don't process the orders. We just need to know where to send the fucking shirt. God damn it. I should be scared. You going to have my address. I'm not going to have yours.
It's really weird to see how people act about the address thing. I had somebody today, they ordered the other day, they ordered a shirt, you know, they ordered one of my shirts, liftheavy.com. And it was my wife's job. So she's like, well, I don't want to put my address in there since your wife is going to bring it to work. I said, well, it don't matter. Like, we're not coming to your house. So this nigga put work, work, work as the address. Work. Not the work address, just work, work, work.
Oh, okay.
Like, what's wrong with, like, so you don't want to share your address on regular shit to get shit, but you running around here fucking unprotected and adding apps to your phone that get all your information anyway. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Same niggas that eat ass be like, no onions and pickles on a cheeseburger, please. You know what I'm saying? But you eat ass. Like, what the fuck are you scared of? Like, you eat ass, but you scared of mayonnaise? Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't, but, you know. That's
the new niggas, man. Appreciate the stripper story this week. Yes, I think we might need to close each show with a stripper story from here on out. I'm sure you have enough.
Man, listen, when I first turned old enough to go to the strip club, I think I went like, and I had a little job, you know, I used to, everybody used to have a job at the temp during the Clinton administration, you know, what my brother did anyway. Clinton was the president in 2000, 2008, right?
I don't know anything about presidential elections.
Oh, okay. Anyway, that's GQ. Anyway, I heard it was a great time to work during the Clinton administration. You could get jobs everywhere. And, you know, a nigga used to get paid every week, and I used to go to strip club for like every week for like 10 weeks, 10, 12 weeks to, it made me mad one day when the motherfucking chicks recognized me and was like, hey, and I was like, oh shit. I felt like a regular. I said, oh, I can't come up in here no more. Like, goddamn, you know, but, you know, it does have this, pluses and minuses, you know what I'm saying? You know, pros and cons.
That whole being recognized shit is like, that's for Cheers. Say that shit for Cheers.
Yeah, that's for a bar or a club or something. Yeah, don't, you know, fucking recognize me. You walk through like, oh shit, my nigga Free Willy in the building.
Right, what's right. Going on?
But yeah, not at the strip club. You
not at
the
strip
trick.
Club, not at the restaurant. Don't recognize me.
I don't know. I like to be in a restaurant, man. I don't know. I like that. Sometimes, you know, I love to eat. So when I go in a restaurant, I like, you know, like I used to get off work every morning, go to a specific spot. I'm going to say it like a
hashtag Pacific.
Yeah, this Pacific spot. And she, as soon as I walk through the door, she had my shit about ready. So as soon as I'm paying for it, I'm getting a hot bag of food. I think she used to want to give me that this name, but you know.
Maybe, okay, so maybe a restaurant is decent. Fast food spot is terrible.
You just can't go to a fast food spot 2 or 3 days in a row till they recognize you. Like,
that's what I'm saying, nigga. Like, so it's bad enough I'm in Austin, Texas. And we're going to wrap this show up, I promise.
Yeah.
It's bad enough I'm in Austin, Texas. I used to drive the Cadillac.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chick-fil-A is right down the street, so you know how that goes. So I done went to quick. I done went to Chick-fil-A a little too often. I'm like, let me back off a little bit. So I hadn't been since the caddy got totaled out.
Mm-hmm.
So I pulled back in. I placed my regular order, fucking two Chick-fil-A sandwiches with a bag of cheese. I'm good. Roll around
you
to the window.
Put cheese on chicken?
Yes, sir. Oh, Chick-fil-A sandwich with American cheese, bro.
Communism.
So, I eat the pickles on that bitch, too.
Probably put ketchup on that bitch, too, don't
you? Nah, but I put the Chick-fil-A sauce, and I've been putting the Verde on it. The green sauce.
Verde? Oh, you're in Texas. I'm about to say, what is that?
Yeah, yeah, that's a Texas thing. So, I get my order, I get to the window, and he's like, oh, what's up, man? Where's the caddy? I said, shit. Shit, now I can't come back for another 6 months.
No. Chick-fil-A workers are different. It's something about them. They're the most happy motherfuckers alive. Like, they be like, hey, how you doing? Let me take your order. They're just so happy to just be there. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's different.
And do you change your music when you get to the window?
No, I just turn it. I listen to talk radio all day anyway, so I don't really listen. Okay. Unless my kid's in the car, my radio's on sports radio. I listen to sports radio all fucking day long. So in the morning, it's Mike and Mike, Colin Cowherd, Scott Van Pelt, then the local dude to do FSU, then we got Dan Levitard's show, then this motherfucking what's your boy Freddie Coleman, like that's all I listen to.
When do you listen to music? You work for a hip hop site.
I listen to music on my phone, and you know, Pandora, shit like that, but if I'm in the car driving, it's on talk radio.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, you learn something new every day. This is why you're the smartest man on the site, man.
Not really. A monkey can do what I do. That's what I do.
So, this has been episode 130 of the Frocast. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. Hands Up, Fuck You, sitting in with King Germ. We will holler at y'all next time on the Frocast for NappyAfro.com, and we out. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, a.k.a. The Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So, if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com